First things first, let's get into some sports with Ben. And here it is. It's brought to you by Superbets, of course. This is Beyond the Scoreboard. What is on the agenda, Ben?
All right, guys. So we've got to start with the Masters because it is the Masters. Damn, this is so exciting. And there's all this hype leading into it. And unfortunately, yesterday, poor weather. So the start got delayed. So some of the guys haven't finished yet. So if you're wondering if Tiger's going to make the cut, well, he had a very bright start. He's one under off the 13 holes when bad light stopped play. But right at the top is Bryson DeChambeau. Now, a lot of people will obviously have picked Scottie Scheffler as the favorite, overwhelming favorite, and he's one back at six under. Bryson's minus seven. And the thing about this guy that people forget is that he put on all the muscle. He then went down. He went to live. He tried different clubs. He moved sponsors. This guy's been a roller coaster the last few years. Okay. But traditionally, he's an absolute golfing nerd who was obsessed with the Masters. And when he won the US Amateur, he went there as an amateur, and he did bloody well. He got the gold medal that week, whatever it is, for the top amateur. Mm-hmm. And this guy loves this golf course. He spends so much time agonizing about how to conquer it. So he's actually, unsurprising, minus seven. With the live guys, you never know what their form is going to be going into this tournament, but he's looking super, super solid. Bombs the ball a long way, putts pretty well under pressure. That's what you want at the Masters. So the weather's going to be fantastic from here, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. So no more rain delays. Tiger can be warm, which will be really good. But I do think that fused ankle with those undulations simply wear are going to absolutely get to him. So he might make the cuts, but I don't see this guy walking that course for 4 days in a row. It is hardcore on the legs. It really is. But credit to him. You know, he's there. And if he makes a cut this week, it'll be the most consecutive cuts made by anybody playing the Masters ever. Which, guess whose record will break.
You've got to hand it to Tiger Woods.
You have to.
You really do. The guy is just a lightning rod to excitement around golf. He has been a phenomenon his whole golfing career.
Pillar of the sport.
And with all of his crazy personal life and the
boning.
Jeez, that guy did a lot. So many hoes.
That derailed him a lot.
Like, how old is Tiger now?
Probably too old for all the boning. Is that just a follow-up question?
But he's still busy.
No, he's actually been, what's the word? Slightly celibate the last few months because he wants to really focus on the Masters. Okay. But Tiger, I think Tiger's 46, 47. Sure. But in 1997, he won by a record margin at the age of 21.
Sure.
And everyone thought this guy's going to win 10 green jackets. Amazing. He's going to be the most prolific guy. He's going to mess up Jack's record. But then the boning and all that other kind of stuff and car crashes.
So whose record is he breaking here at the Masters? Gary Player?
Gary Player. And Fred Couples.
Gary's going to be upset.
Well, he'll take it in his stride. Obviously. And also, Gary grew up poorer than Tiger, Gareth. So, I mean, there's an asterisk on that one when you think about it.
Gary will tell you that story.
Gary and Fred Couples, most consecutive cuts along with Tiger on 23. So, if he makes it this one, record breaker. So, it does suck that you play a tournament not to win because he'll obviously say, I think I can win. You can't. But it's a big attraction. So, Masters weekend, all weekend. I won't go any more into that because once I go on a tangent with the Masters, you might not be able to stop me. Yeah. There's also rugby this weekend. Investec Champions Cup. How damn exciting because we're in the quarterfinal stages.
Very good.
Now, unfortunately, the Stormers didn't win last week. They had a kick for the win against La Rochelle and they missed it, unfortunately. Yeah. But then again, there was a blowing hurricane in Cape Town. So, you can't exactly blame Monty Libok. I was there. I was playing golf last weekend.
I got a voice note. We were talking about voice notes earlier from a friend of mine in Cape Town. It was yesterday or Wednesday. And it sounded like...
End of days.
I mean, you couldn't hear the voice note because there was...
Also, how rude to send a voice note in the wind. What was that person thinking?
Very rude.
Exactly. Etiquette coach later in the show. Right. So Saturday, we've got the Bordeaux Beglers versus Harlequins at 4.
Who the what?
The Bordeaux Beglers.
Who? Where are they from?
They're from Bordeaux. It's in the name, really.
How do you spell Beglers? What's that?
Begles, and there's an apostrophe somewhere in there. So that'll be the first game up. Leinster versus La Rochelle at 6:30. Northampton versus the Bulls at 9. And Sunday, we've got Toulouse versus Exeter. So this is my suggestion for a multiplier for the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. We've got Bordeaux Beglers at home. They're a shit-hot team. Now, Harlequins are also a very, very strong English team, but I would go home team for them. Leinster is pretty much the best club side in the world right now. They're taking on La Rochelle. Now, La Rochelle have just basically flown from Cape Town up to Leinster, which is Ireland. So it's quite a hectic schedule. Yeah. I wouldn't back them. Northampton are England's form team at the moment. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of senior players who are putting in their last season for the club. So I think there's a lot of impetus behind this. And the Bulls as well. They've got the big travel schedule, you know. They've then gone up to the Northern Hemisphere. So, and then Toulouse, they're just a really great team. They've got DuPont. and Intermac. That's your halfbacks combination. Exeter, full of young, exciting talent, but against those guys, I don't think so. So I would go multiplier. I think if you put down $100, I made this bet earlier in the week, you'll probably get 270 back if you just pick the home teams to win. So okay, go on to Superbets. The odds might be slightly different on that one, but that would be my conservative yet fun pick for the weekend.
Fantastic.
In football, we've got 7 match days, rounds left in the Premier League. Currently, Arsenal, 71 points. Goal difference, 51. Now, the reason I say that is because Liverpool, on the same points, neck and neck, but their goal difference is all 42. So Arsenal went through the stage where they were just trousering everybody by huge margins, which was fun. It was really cool to see that. But also, this could actually be really, really important going into the crunch here. Man City on 70, goal difference of 40. Now, all of these teams are playing midweek Europe kind of stuff. Liverpool are in the Europa League.
You're dealing with this.
It's hard to say
this morning, yeah.
Europa, because it sounds like a coffee shop. It's actually a really big tournament. Arsenal are in the Champions League. So them and Man City drew this week against real high-profile competition. So the squad's going to be stretched, but it's going to be stretched for all three of them. So action this weekend. Man City will be taking on Luton at 4. Sunday, Liverpool versus Crystal Palace at 3.
And by the way, producer James jumping in the comments here saying, Liverpool are winning the league. Just give them the trophy.
James, that's neither here nor there.
But also, I mean, clearly James doesn't understand the concept of sports. It's just give them the trophy.
James, if I took on that mindset, where would we be? Be better.
Reprimand him.
Be better.
It's very stupid.
Yeah. And then Arsenal with the toughest game of the three this weekend. They'll be taking on Aston Villa at home at 5:30. Local football, if you do like a bit of that still, well, it's the Nedbank Cup quarterfinals. So this is the Cinderella story for all local sports, mm-hmm. but there's none of the small teams have made it through. The big guys have said, no, not on our watch this year. And that's it. So we've got University of Pretoria versus Sundowns tonight at 7. Sundowns obviously win that one. Saturday, we've got Stellenbosch versus SuperSport United at 3, AmaZulu versus Pirates at 6, and then Sunday, TX Galaxy versus Chippa at 3. So I've kind of skirted through all of that. I know there's IPL on. You can find the women's playing against the Sri Lankan women's for cricket this weekend as well. But let's be honest, we all want to know what's happening with UFC 300.
Yes, bring it on.
Now, in the UFC, when you get this big number of events, you get the main card. Nobody really watches the early prelims or the prelims because, well, they want to watch the 5 main fights, the biggest names, the biggest competition, and obviously titles at stake. Now, UFC 300, because it's a milestone event, there are, and I shit you not, 13 fights that you want to watch from the early prelims all the way through. The first fight on the early prelims is Cody Garbrandt, ex-champion, versus Davison Figueiredo, recent ex-champion, now in a different division. So they are people who were title holders from the first fight. Normally that first fight is like youngsters and guys on the way out or people with dad issues. They've got now such high-profile fights. So from midnight, Sunday, normally again, you wake up at 5 a.m. in South Africa to watch the main card. Mm-hmm. From midnight, you've got all of this. And we are talking huge fights. But just most specifically to talk about the main card, Bo Nickel will be taking on Cody Brundage. Now, Bo Nickel, of course, is the future of the sports.
Those are actual people's names.
Yeah.
Cody Brundage.
Can we also have like clips of Ben and all these names that we've heard through this segment? Yeah, because
many people would consider that they are made up on the sports.
Well, guys, sport is a cross-spectrum thing of nationalities, backgrounds, heritage, all those kind of things. So Bo Nickel is seen as the future of the sport. Everyone says he's going to just breathe through the middleweight division. Of course, Drickus will say otherwise. But this guy is an absolute talent. He's an absolute phenom, and he'll be in the first fight to the main card. Then we've got Charles Oliveira versus our man, bear with me here, Sarukian. And that just sounds like that noise that guy made it. Sarukian.
No, it sounds like a guy called Kian who's in Saru, South African Rugby Union.
That's I was going to go with the sound that guy made in Street Fighter, but our man Sarkurian will take on Charles Oliveira.
Sarkurian.
If I keep saying it, it'll keep changing. Then we got Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway. Now, this fight's interesting because these guys fought at an earlier stage in different weight class, but now Max Holloway's gone up to lightweight, and they are contesting the BMF belt. Now, that's the baddest motherfucker in the UFC. There's a belt for it. Justin Gaethje is very much it. This guy's like a human pit bull, not the nice one, the one on the East Rand, and they'll be fighting on the third fight. And then we got Weili Zhang versus Yang Jiangnan.
Who's that now?
Simply, this is the first ever all-women Chinese title fight. Yeah. Now, Weili Zhang, everyone knows her because she is the champion. But Yang Zhonan, also from China, actually been in the UFC longer than the title holder, and those two square off. And then we've got Alex Pereira versus Jamal Hill.
That sounds like two people in Mortal Kombat when you get to the boss level.
It is.
Fight.
Yang Chunang and
it is.
Sung Wong Tok.
And they're fighting over a restaurant. So the main fight will then be Alex Pereira versus Jamal Hill. Now, Jamal Hill was the light heavyweight champion. He then had a horrific injury playing basketball. Key thing here, when you play a sport, trying to fuck around with other sports, wait for Nico and rugby, another example. Alex Pereira, we all know that guy. He was the guy who was like Israel Adesanya's nemesis, the boogeyman. He then went up to light heavyweights. He got the title. And that is pretty much the big highlights. It is one of those great sporting weekends. We've had a few lulls in the last week, but this one, absolutely amazing. So there's lots to play for, of course, on Superbets. You can go onto that and find games and play all of these, really. Yeah. All of the odds are on all of these things. As I mentioned, I reckon there's a nice easy multiplier on the Vesic Champions Cup, back the home teams. And if you still can get any sort of odds on Scottie Scheffler winning,
great.
I think he'll win the Masters. It's just, it's his time. It's never going to be like Tiger time. But this guy, he's just so good. He's so solid. And if you watch his golf swing, you think, how the hell is this guy so good?
That's a lot to take in, but thank you, Ben. Very good. We have lots to look forward to. And of course, Superbets supports responsible gambling. Strictly now under 18s, winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline is... Do you know the number yet by heart?
No.
I don't, Gareth, because I know when to quit.
0800 006 008. That's what you need to know.